Hey, what's up? This is Lewis Charles Candell. This is a study guide for economics, both micro and macro. You can find this and other study guides at OSSH.com. My email address is LCANDELL@OSSH.com. Chapter 4, The Market System, for both macroeconomics and microeconomics. Taken from the book, Microeconomics and Macroeconomics, authors Wallstad and Bingham, publisher McConnell and Brew. This study guide is for non-commercial and private use. In other words, it's for my usage. I'm making no money off this. This is copyrighted material. Once again, this is for non-commercial use. Chapter 4, The Market System. Chapter 4 describes the major characteristics of the market system and offers a detailed explanation of how it works. The first part of Chapter 4 describes the ideological and institutional characteristics of the market system. In this system, most of the resources are owned by citizens, who are free to use them as they wish in their own self-interest. Prices and markets express the self-interests of resource owners, consumers, and business firms. Competition regulates self-interest to prevent the self-interest of any person or any group from working to the disadvantage of the economy and to make self-interests work for the benefit of the entire economy. Government plays an active but limited role in a market economy. Three other characteristics are also found in a market economy. They are the employment of large amounts of capital, the development of specialization, and the use of money. Economies use capital and engage in specialization because this is a more efficient use of their resources. It results in larger total output and the greater satisfaction of wants. When workers, business firms, and regions within an economy specialize, they become dependent on each other for the goods and services they do not produce for themselves. To obtain these goods and services, they must engage in trade. Trade is made more convenient by using money as a medium of exchange. The second part of Chapter 4 describes the operation of the market system. There are four fundamental questions that any economic system must answer in its attempt to use its scarce resources to satisfy its material wants. The four questions of problems are: what will be produced? How will the output be produced? Who is to receive the output? Can the system adapt to change? The explanation of how the market system finds an answer to the four fundamental questions is only an approximation, a simplified version or model, of the methods actually employed by the United States economy and other market economies. Yet this simple model, like all good models, contains enough realism to be truthful and is general enough to be understandable. If the aim of this chapter are accomplished, you can begin to understand the market system and methods our economy uses to solve the economizing problems presented in Chapter 2. A chapter outline. The market system has the following 9 characteristics. Private individuals and organizations own and control their property resources by means of the institution of private property. These individuals and organizations possess both the freedom of enterprise and the freedom of choice. Each of them is motivated largely by self-interest. Competition is based on the independent actions of buyers and sellers. They have the freedom to enter or leave markets, This competition spreads economic power and limits its potential abuse. Markets and prices are used to communicate and coordinate the decision of buyers and sellers. The market system employs complicated and advanced methods of production, new technology, and large amounts of capital equipment to produce goods and services efficiently. It is a highly specialized economy. Human and geographic specialization increases the productive efficiency of the income, the economy. It uses money exclusively to facilitate trade and specialization. Government has an active but limited role. The system of prices and markets and households and business firms' choices furnish the market economy with answers to four fundamental questions. What goods and services will be produced? The demands of consumers for products and the desire of business firms to maximize their profits determine what and how much of each product is produced and its price. How will the goods and services be produced? The desires of business firms to maximize profits by keeping their costs of production as low as possible guide them to use the most efficient techniques of production and determine the demands for various resources. Competition forces them to use the most efficient techniques and ensures that only the most efficient will be able to stay in business. Who will get the goods and services that are produced? With resource prices determined, the money income of each household is determined, and with product prices determined, the quantity of goods and services these money incomes will buy is determined. How will the market system accommodate change? The market system is able to accommodate itself to change its consumers' tastes, technology, and resources supplied. The desire of business firms to maximize profits and competition leads the economy to make the appropriate adjustments in the way it uses its resources. Competition and the desire to increase profits promotes better techniques of production and capital accumulation. Competition in the economy compels firms seeking to promote their own self-interests to promote, as though led by an invisible hand, the best interests of society as a whole. Competition results in an allocation of resources appropriate to consumer wants, production by the most efficient means, and the lowest possible prices. Three noteworthy merits of the market system are the efficient use of resources, the incentive the system provides for productive activity, the personal freedom allowed participants as consumers, producers, workers, or investors. Multiple choice. 1. Which is one of the main characteristics of the market system? A. Central economic planning. B. Limits on freedom of choice. C. The rights to own property, private property. D. An expanded role for the government in the economy. C. The right to own private property. In the market system, freedom of enterprise means that A. Businesses are free to produce products that consumer wants. Consumers are free to buy goods and services that they want. Resources are distributed freely to businesses that want them. Government is free to direct the actions of businesses. A. Businesses are free to produce products that consumers want. 3. The maximization of profits tend to be the driving force in the economic decision-making of A. entrepreneurs, B. workers, C. consumers, D. legislators. A. Entrepreneurs. The maximization of profit tends to be the driving force in the economic decision-making of entrepreneurs. 4. How do consumers typically express self-interest? A. By minimizing their economic losses. B. By maximizing their economic profits. C. By seeking the lowest price for a product. D. By seeking jobs with the highest wages and benefits. C, by seeking the lowest price for a product. 5. Which is a characteristic of competition as economists see it? A, a few sellers of all products. B, the widespread diffusion of economic power. C, a small number of buyers in product markets. D, the relative difficulty entry into and exit from industries by producers. B, the widespread diffusion of economic power. 6. To decide how to use its scarce resources to satisfy economic wants, capitalism relies on A, central planning, B, monopoly control, C, markets and prices, D, barter. C, markets and prices. To decide how to use its scarce resources to satisfy economic wants, capitalism relies on markets and prices. 7. What is roundabout production? A, the division of labor that results from specialization in the product of a good or service. B, the production and use of capital goods to help make consumers goods. C, the production of a good and service and the payment for it with money. D, the production of a consumer good and its sale to consumers. B, the production and use of capital goods to help make consumer goods. 8. When workers specialize in various tasks to produce a commodity, the situation is referred to as A, a coincidence of wants, B, roundabout production, C, freedom of choice, D, division of labor. D, division of labor. When workers specialize in various tasks to produce a commodity, the situation is referred to as division of labor. 9. In what way does human specialization contribute to an economy's output? A, it serves as consumer sovereignty. B, it is a process of creative destruction. C, it acts like an invisible hand. D, it fosters learning by doing. D, it fosters learning by doing. 10. In the market system, the role of government is best described as A, non-existent, B, significant, C, extensive, D, limited. D, limited. In the market system, the role of government is best described as limited. Which is a prerequisite of specialization? A, having a convenient means of exchanging goods. B, letting government create a plan for the economy. C, deciding who will get the goods and services in an economy. D, market restraints on freedom. A, having a convenient means of exchanging goods. Which is a prerequisite of specialization? Having a convenient means of exchanging goods. 12. The market system is a method of A, communicating and coordinating the decisions of consumers, producers, and resource suppliers. B, making economic decisions by central planning. C, promoting productive efficiency but not allocative efficiency. D, promoting allocative efficiency but not productive efficiency. A, communicating and coordinating the decisions of consumers, producers, and resource suppliers. The market system is a method of communicating and coordinating the decisions of consumers, producers, and resource suppliers. 13. Which best defines economic costs? A, the difference between economic profit and normal profit. B, total payments made to secure and retain needed resources. C, the demand for resources minus the supply of resources. D, the total revenue plus the total losses of the firms. B, total payments made to secure and retain needed resources. 14. If a business total economic cost of producing 10,000 units of a product is 750,000 and this output is sold to consumers for 100,000, or 1 million, then the firm would earn A, a normal profit of 750,000, B, an economic profit of 750,000, C, an economic profit of 250,000, D, a normal profit of 1,750,000. C, an economic profit of 250,000. If less than normal profits are being earned by the firms in an industry, the consequences will be that A, lower priced resources will be drawn into industry, B, firms will leave the industry, causing the prices of the industry's product to fall, C, firms will leave the industry, causing the price of the industry product to rise, D, the price of the industry's product will fall, and thereby cause demand for the product to increase. C. Firms will leave the industry, causing the price of the industry's product to rise. If less than normal profits are being earned by the firms in an industry, the consequences will be that firms will leave the industry, causing the price of the industry's product to rise. 16. Which would necessarily result sooner or later from a decrease in consumer demands for a product? A. A decrease in the profits of firms in the industry. B. An increase in the output of the industry. C. An increase in the supply of the product. D. An increase in the prices of resources employed by the firms in the industry. A. A decrease in the profits of firms in the industry. Seventeen. The demand for resources is A. Increased when the price of resources falls. B. Most influenced by the size of government in a capitalistic society or economy. C. Derived from the demand for the products made with the resources. D. Decreased when the product that the resources produce become popular. C. Derived from the demand for the products made with the resources. 17. The demand for resources is derived from the demand for the products made with the resources. 18, 19, 20 are based on a table. Suppose 50 units of product X can be produced by employing just labor and capital in the four ways shown below. Assume the price of labor and capital are $5 and $4 respectively. 18. Which technique is economically most efficient in producing product X? B. 19. If the price of product X is $1, the firm will realize an economic profit of $28. 20. Now assume that the price of labor falls to $3 and the price of capital rises to $5. Which technique is economically most efficient in producing X? D. 21. Which is the primary factor determining the share of the total output of the economy received by a household? A. The taste of the household. B. The medium of exchange used by the household. C. The prices at which the household sells its resources. D. Ethical considerations in the operation of a market economy. C. The prices at which the household sells its resources. 22. If an increase in the demand for a product and a rise in its price causes an increase in the quantity supplied, the size of the industry, and the resources used for production, price is successfully performing its A. guiding function, B. roundabout function, C. division of labor function, D. medium of exchange function. A. guiding function. If an increase in the demand for a product and a rise in its price causes an increase in the quantity supplied, the size of the industry, and the resources used for production, price is successfully performing its guiding function. 23. The advent of personal computers and word processing software that eliminated the market for electric typewriters would be an example of A. creative destruction, B, the invisible hand, C, derived demand, D, specialization. A, creative destruction. In the market system, if one firm introduces a new and better method of production that enhances the firm's economic profits, other firms will be forced to adopt the new methods to A, increase derived demand, B, follow rules for roundabout production, C, avoid economic losses or bankruptcy, D, specialize and divide the labor in an efficient way. C, avoid economic losses or bankruptcy. 25. The chief economic virtue of the competitive market system is that it A, allows extensive personal freedom, B, efficiently allocates resources, C, provides an equitable distribution of income, or D, eliminates the need for decision making. B, efficiently allocates resources. The chief economic virtue of the competitive market system is that it efficiently allocates resources. That's the end of study guide for chapter 4. Next chapter, which is chapter 5, is the United States economy, private and public sectors. Once again, this is Lewis Charles Candell. You can reach me at my email, lcandell@oss.com. You can find this and other study guides, both audio and text-based, at oss.com. Thanks a lot. You have a good night. Peace.